Oh, hello, hello.
You know when you breathe in, right? And then you breathe out. That's all the relatable material I've got. I've never been on a dating app. 50 years old, never been swiped. Oh, thanks. The Buddha says that we become the thing that we must resist, which I think means I've been pushing very hard against a fat Yorkshireman. Now, before we go any further, I want to talk about the elephant in the room. Is there not an elephant in the room? If there's not an elephant in the room, what the fuck happened in the gents? Someone blocked the toilet, cracked the pot, there was this dent in the wall like it had been hit by a trunk, and I could swear I heard, woo! Somebody needs to do Veganuary, I think. Now, actually, the elephant that I wanted to talk about is Brexit. Comedy gold. Yeah, so I have a slightly alternative view on Brexit. Do you know who I really, really feel sorry for? Sinn Féin. Right, like when I was growing up in the 70s, they were badass, right? They were so badass, they weren't allowed to talk on the telly. Because they blew shit up, and if they didn't like you, they came around your house and shot you. That's pretty badass, right? I don't think they even make it into the top 5 crazy parties anymore. Right? They're behind, like, at least all the pro-Brexit parties, and, like, the party that, like, took a billion pound bribe in public and doesn't believe in dinosaurs, right? They're behind them. They're just reduced to, like, taking Plaid Cymru's dinner money. That's all they've got, right? But I have a lot of sympathy, actually, for people who voted for Brexit. I didn't vote for Brexit, but some things seem like a good idea and then turn out not to be. Like, for example, I read this book on how to do oral sex. Right? It's called She Comes First. It's a real book, right? And it's a good book, right? And it's got some very good suggestions, right? So some basic stuff, like, you know, kind of like explore the whole area, just not the top bit. See technical language there, top bit. Some other kind of advice that you might not have thought about, like, try and maintain some eye contact during the oral sex. So look up and kind of, you know, she might get lonely otherwise. And then some really, really advanced level shit, right? Which is, like, take your top teeth, put them against the clitoris, and hum. Right? I'm serious, this actually is a suggestion, right? So you're going to turn yourself into a human vibrator. Who doesn't want that, right? But the thing is, you get down there, you got your teeth against the clitoris, what are you going to hum? Nothing seems right. I was thinking, like, I've got the mask on, I've got things flapping behind me, I'll go with the Dan Busters theme tune. Right? Dun, 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 dun. Gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, not going down well. The philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau, yeah, he's hilarious. The philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau said that man is born free, but all around us is in chains. In my case, it's mainly Café Nero and Pret-a-Manger. They say that, like, nut milk and, like, soya milk is more healthy than, like, normal milk, but I'm not sure. Do you know the kind of hormone regime you have to put a cashew nut through to make it grow tits? Is recycling a bit like sex? Nobody's sure they're really doing it right. You think other people are doing it more than you and a lot better. You find yourself saying, is this wet? Does that count as food? Am I going to have to separate this myself? That feels like a lot of work. Sometimes you put something in the wrong hole, you just leave it there. Thank you very much. Good night.
Let's trigger everybody!
Well,
nice to see that the man from up is doing well for himself. Mark was comedian N, so give him a mark from 1 to 5. There we go. 1 to 5. 1 is the lowest, 5 is the highest. Right, we're going to get on our next act, so start clapping, waving and cheering. 1, 2, 3.